Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us quieten for a moment before God's word. And I thought to read as a topic of discussion from the Acts of the Apostles, first chapter, that's verses from 6 till the end of the chapter, verse 14. These words are heard in Jesus' name as follows. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judah and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the world. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And when they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, and the sons of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Amen. These opisto services will conclude or end soon. When we came here on Thursday and when we listened to the services and through the brother, it was enlightened unto us of of God's creation, when God created all seen and all unseen. And this text which we heard, this is 40 days after Easter on Thursday, when Jesus arose or ascended into heaven, Ascension Thursday. And this text which we read here, it spoke unto us about the disciples. It spoke here about angels. And also it spoke of the promise. Those angels of which in often places is mentioned, they are said to be, those servants of the word. If we would briefly remember what angels, what messages did the angels bring into this time? Certainly, each servant or listener how unto those shepherds in the angels appeared and said unto them that this day is born unto you a Savior. This happened at Christmas. And Jesus, when in his time he taught here upon this earth, and you also remember that familiar Bible portion, when Jesus was brought by the tempter into the wilderness, and he answered to each of the temptation of the enemy of the soul with the words of God. And when the tempter went away, the Bible says Jesus was served by angels. And yet one issue which I remember, and we shall remember, how Jesus meets an angel before Easter there in the Gethsemane. He prayed unto his Father, and the disciples slept further back. Luke relates in his gospel how the angels came and strengthened Jesus. And now our text speaks also of how the disciples meet these angels. And what message did those angels have to the disciples? It was, as we heard, that this Jesus, which you see going up from heaven, shall so come in like manner. And when this happens, when the Lord of life comes or returns, then the Bible shall be fulfilled. It shall, that time will end and eternity shall begin. The Lord of life shall come as the King of glory to perform his final judgment unto this sinful land and people, as the apostles says, each shall receive according to what he has done his body, whether it be good or evil. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord of life comes for the second time, he shall come and gather the blessed of the Father. Then each child of God can receive faith for one's self. What does this mean when God's word promises that one will make it to heaven with little faith? But the Bible in many portions speaks of the promise before this promise, which the angels related to the disciples on the Mount of Olives. For to the first human couple was given the promise of Christ. The old covenant children of God were able to believe upon the word of the promise as it has or had already happened. When God promises something, we as children of God can by faith understand as it has already happened. But this promise of Jesus fulfilled when the Lord of life was born into Bethlehem, the manger in Bethlehem, and later he, after his suffering, he was judged to be crucified. He gave his life on behalf of the sin debts of the whole world. And he was buried, and rejoicingly he arose on the third day and opened a way for us unto everlasting life. Brothers and sisters, the grace throne is open before us, that the curtain in the temple was rent from top to bottom when the Lord of life gave up his life. As it was in our read text, where there was given that promise of the Holy Spirit. And the office of the Holy Spirit in this kingdom is a remarkable one for us children of God. Here in this grace time, there is one kingdom. There's only one type of faith which the Heavenly Father, through His Spirit, guides. He has guided this in all phases of a child of God and steers it unto the end. And we as children of God can in all simplicity believe that the Holy Spirit at this moment opens of His word that portion which He sees fit for us to receive. The apostle speaks through Peter, of which we have heard here at these services, how we await that new heaven and new earth, according to His promise, where righteousness dwells. We travelers of this way to heaven, as the apostle writes, that our hope is not in this time, but we await that we once by faith will attain, brothers and sisters, that we would attain in heaven. I know that during this summer there has been some over 2,000 young has been to our confirmation classes or camps, and you have been able to learn as a memory verse from Matthew, the mission command, where Jesus promises that I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. This is a comforting kingdom we have, brothers and sisters, when we are making journey in it. We are journeying in the midst of this strange land, across onto the glory of home in heaven. And when we are concluding these opisto services now, the beautiful memory verse from the Kohava services, that Lord, it is good for us to be here. We have also been able to experience this at these services here at Re Servi Opisto. But when we are on this journey yet, when at the opening services, when we heard of spoke of the creation of the world, and this text leads us onto these happenings, that this world will end. In the middle of this is left many generations. Certainly no one can explain, and if they could explain, we ask it, is it necessary? Many are the generations or people God has created into this world and given unto them the gift of life, and in some phase taken that gift of life away. unto each person's behalf, whether it be wherever you have been born here in this world, you have always had two choices or two ways to choose from. The Bible says, we heard through the brother about the Sermon of the Mount. In the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus speaks, there will be that wide gate and that narrow way, but that way leads unto damnation. And the Bible speaks this, that many are those who go along this broad way. But then the Bible speaks of the other road, of that way or road which we as children of God attempt to travel. It is a narrow way. This, the Bible says, it is a tight gate, and narrow is the way that brings or leads to life. But that way of life shall guide the traveler unto everlasting life with God in heaven. We as children of God, when we are travelers of this narrow way, the Bible says it is nevertheless wide enough that two can travel side by side along that road. As it was related to Zechariah, it was said that I will give you a few to escort you. For why do we need these escorts? We need these escorts for this reason, that we long someone to be close to us, a travel friend who's close to us, who can forgive us our sins on this way when sin attaches itself to us on this way. But the enemy is also on this way, is very cunning. The enemy, on the other hand, would want to make that way wider and bring close to us or near us such temptations with which it would be making new and new possibilities for a child of God's life, for the young, and also for us little older. And I am sure that he is bringing forth his cunningness unto the elders as well. But this way and this word and way, it is guided by the word of God. And we can pray on our own behalf that we would be content unto the obedience of faith, traveling in the obedience of faith, in the care, grace care of God's kingdom throughout all our days. But on the other hand, the enemy also in this way cunning, or that he tries us children of God so that we would fall, that we would not have grace as a teacher, but we would go or become under the bondage of the law. For Christ has freely freed us. Titus writes to Paul of the healthy grace of God, which teaches us on this way to live righteously and God-fearingly, to travel in this way, and as sin, to forsake all that which that our conscience is fall sick of. But when we are traveling this way as children of God, when we have received grace from grace ourselves, we endeavor yet to do, wish to do the gospel work as children of God. The Bible speaks that seek and ask and you shall be give, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. The door to God's kingdom, it is open from inward, and God, through his word, from the gospel proclaimed from the kingdom of God, the law which awakens man, the people are called into the kingdom. And when you are called, the Bible says it is worthwhile for you to be obedient unto that call. God does not call forever the one who is not part of this grace. I know that these services are listening, that some prodigal son or daughter are listening to these services, or you, dear friend, who seek peace for your own conscience, wherever you may be listening to this word. For to many of us, God has given us this great blessing that we have been born into a believing home, but to you who do not have this blessing, but God yet wishes to call you into his kingdom or draw you into his kingdom. Yet the doors to God's kingdom are open. Be diligent and repent. Come in to the kingdom of God. Believe, unbelief, and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. The Heavenly Father hears your prayers, hears our prayers, as we have heard at these services. Oh, how many times the hands of a child of God folds their hands and turns to the Heavenly Father. But I am sure that each one of us has this same mind of a child of God, where we pray that one I ask and that I beg that I can dwell in the house of the Lord until the end of my days here in this kingdom, where the good shepherd guides his children towards the home in heaven. And this good shepherd takes the weakest one onto his shoulder, which we have been able to hear. But when today, almost everyone will leave from these services to our own home, some closer, some further. From these services, we can bring good services, good message of these services to our home congregation, that God, through his grace, had cared for us at these services. He has enlightened his holy word with and through every different gifts. But when we think of our own places of watching as children of God, they could be lonely. One does not have travel companions close by. And in these times, we can also think, and sometimes we are sorrowful of this, that what kind of times will affect the children of God when the forsaking of God's word is becoming more and more powerful. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in this wilderness journey as the Israel children were traveling in the wilderness in their time. They were able to leave from Egypt, the bondage of Egypt, towards their promised land. And you remember this when Pharaoh sent his army after the Israel children. The sea was before them. And defeat was no doubt in their minds obvious. What was said to the Israeli children? That be comforted, that the Lord shall fight on your behalf. What happened? Everything is possible for the Heavenly Father. Then happened this, that the ocean or the sea was separated and the Israelis were able to go unto safety. We, brothers and sisters, need not doubt of those promises which God has given to his children here in this kingdom. We have a comforting kingdom, but we make journey as twofold. The apostle encourages us that be content unto my grace, for the power of my grace is mighty in the weak, powerful in the weak. You remember, brothers and sisters, when the apostle wrote to the Asia Minor angels, many of the angels of received exhortations unto repentance, but when the angel of Philadelphia, he was written, he was said, told, that you are weak. You kept my word, and you did not deny me. It is worthwhile, brothers and sisters, to believe. Unto the angel of the congregation of Philadelphia continued, I shall come quickly. Keep hold unto that steadfast what you have, so that no one would take your crown of glory, victory, crown of victory away. The other congregation who did not receive a exhortation unto repentance, the angel of Smyrna, that be faithful until death, and I shall give you a crown of life. In this, so comforting it is for us to remain believing. The promises of God's words are mighty or strong. Their prophet Isaiah, in his time, says, those who await for the Lord shall receive a new strength. They go with high, they fly as the eagles of the sky, and they shall fly and they will not weary. And they will not, when they run, they shall not be tired. This power which we have at these services, and when we go home and we are in that everyday life surroundings, it is a gospel that carries us. As a brother, one brother who has already gone has said, the food keeps care of its sheep. When God's children can be before the table of the Lord, or this table, it is true of one person that blessed is he who eats bread in the kingdom of God. it is comforting for us to return home from this, blessed by the Father. And when we go to our home Zion's, soon the fall shall begin and everyday life shall begin. Endeavor to go to the hearing of God's word, to the unity of the children of God, there where one hears the voice of the Good Shepherd. We sang a long hymn before this service turn. There it spoke also of the days of old. The prophet Isaiah in his time said unto the older elders and at the same time to us all, unto the ends of your old days I am the same. When your hair is gray, I shall carry you, and I shall do, and I shall always do. I shall uplift, and I will carry, and I will save. Is it not comforting in this kingdom to be? You remember, brothers and sisters, also those songs of Zion and hymns. This text of ours, it takes place on the Mount of Olives in the old Song of Zion, which Hekiusala has written in his time. There we sing the leaving services at Mount Olive. From there shall echo the voice of gladness, and then once we shall be taken and brings us to our home. And we thank our Lord God with our tongue. We praise the Lord. This promise also is fulfilled, brothers and sisters, that once the Lord of life shall come, will come and gather precisely you unto his home in heaven, unto everlasting joy, unto that place where sin does not attach itself, neither temptations come near. Remain at this moment, brothers and sisters dear, comfortingly believing all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood, Jesus' name and blood. Blessings are being related. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. Be blessed and comforted. All sins are forgiven. Unto peace, unto freedom, and unto joy. Dear travel companions, can I believe also? I promise to believe. Thankful unto the Heavenly Father, it is comforting to leave from these services soon. In Jesus' name, amen.